brothers and sisters. I'm just so thankful for Anita willing to translate for me. This morning, we're going to look at a passage of Scripture where Jesus preaches the Sermon on the Mount.
在这个登山宝训, 主耶稣的讲道当中, 我们今天要来看这段的经文。
And the subject today is one of prayer.
这个主题就是关于祷告的。
Before we start, if I could just say a word of prayer for us this morning.
我们开始以前先来做一个祷告。
Lord and Heavenly Father,
天上的父神,
we ask you to bring this scripture alive to our hearts.
我们求你把这一段经文真是在我们的心里面活要起来。
Help us to examine ourselves.
帮助我们省察我们自己。
And if there is any change that we need to make,
找我们有什么地方需要改变的地方,
help us to make it.
求你帮助我们去改变。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Jesus tackles an issue of hypocrisy in this passage.
在这段经文里面, 主耶稣要我们注意, 不要假冒为善。
Actually, there are three examples of hypocrisy in this passage.
有三个, 不同的地方, 我们会做成一个假冒为善的人。
In chapter 6, verses 1 through 4,
在第六章, 第一到第六节,
it's the hypocrisy of giving to the poor.
就是在周济穷人这方面。
In our passage today,
在今天我们这一段经文,
it's hypocrisy around prayer.
就是在祷告的时候作为一个假冒的回善的人。
And then in the next few verses,
然后下面的一段经文,
it's the hypocrisy of fasting.
就是讲到在禁食的时候。
The Jewish people held those three disciplines in high regard.
那个犹太人对这三方面都是非常注重的。
Before we get going, I would just like to tell you a little story.
我告诉你们一个故事。
When I was about 14 or 15 years old,
当我14、15岁的时候,
I would spend my summers at a Baptist Christian camp.
我就在, 一个营地里面度过我的暑假。
And about the age of 14 and 15, we would become workers at the camp.
那在那个时候我们已经是做,
辅导的工作了。The younger kids had a camping program, but when you got older, you got to work at the camp and help create the program for them.
那小小孩呢, 他们就来参加这个营地, 那但是我们算是早, 老一点, 大一点的, 就可以来帮助他们。
The whole idea was that we would help the camp be able to bring the gospel message to the young children.
这个就是让我们, 要把这个福音传给这个小朋友听。
Unfortunately, when you're 14 and 15 years old, you don't think much more than about yourself.
但是可惜的事情就是你14、15岁的时候你老是都是想着自己。
My whole purpose of going was to meet other people.
我的目的要去那里呢, 就是要去交朋友。
Especially the girls my age.
尤其是女孩子。
And what we would do is at night, we would sneak out of our cabin.
那晚上呢,
one of us who could drive would take his car and we would coast it down the hill out of the camp.
那我们有会, 开车的呢, 就慢慢把这个汽车滑下去, 就出去外面。
We would keep the headlights off.
那我们把那个车头灯也关掉。
And then they would sneak out and buy a couple of pizzas.
那我们就买这个pizza啦。
And then we would come back in the camp.
我们就回来营地里面,
and we would arrange with some of the girls
我们就叫女孩子过来,
to get together in a secret location.
在我们秘密的地方,
and enjoy pizza and soda about 12 o'clock midnight.
他们喝汽水, 吃pizza, 一直到, 12点。
Well, they got wind of this.
那有人知道了,
and they assigned an elderly gentleman to try to find out who was meeting and eating pizza at night.
他们就要知道谁在晚上要在, 吃东西喝, 吃东西喝汽水。
And this older gentleman happened to be a pastor.
这个老人家是一个牧师。
And he didn't see very well.
他眼睛不太好。
And so at night, we could always see him coming because he carried a big flashlight.
他晚上一来的话, 我们都看到他, 因为他拿一个大的这个, 灯, 手电筒, yeah.
By the time that he would find where we were,
他找到我们的时候呢,
there were only pizza boxes and crumbs left.
就只有那个pizza的盒子剩下来了。
We were gone.
我们都跑掉了。
You know, we used to make fun of him.
那我们就觉得很好玩。
I used to make fun of him.
我又讥笑他。
But then, a few years later,
但是过了几年,
when I was going to college outside of New York City,
我在纽约外面上大学的时候,
I was involved in a ministry in Brooklyn, New York.
我就是在那边, 有这个福音的事工, 就在, Brooklyn那个地方。
We were bringing the gospel message to Russian Jewish immigrants.
我们向这个, 俄国的犹太人来传福音。
And the ministry gave me a little apartment that anybody could use, actually.
这个侍奉工作也给我让我住在一个 apartment里面。
And that weekend, I got to the apartment, and who do you think was there?
那天我到的时候, 你想我看到谁呢?
It was the pastor.
就是这个老牧师。
And I thought to myself, should I tell him what we used to do?
那我就想, 要不要告诉他我们以前的事情?
I thought better not to do that.
我想还是不要了。
That night, he slept in the bedroom, and I slept in the living room.
那天他住在卧房里面, 我在客厅里面睡。
And, we were right on Flatbush Avenue, a very busy street in Brooklyn, New York.
我们在一条非常繁忙的街道上面来, 这个房子是在那里。
And there was a bar right across the street.
对面街就有一个酒吧。
And about 3 o'clock in the morning, they were starting to come out of the bar.
3点, 凌晨3点, 就有人从那边出来了。
And they made quite a racket.
他们就吵得不得了。
And I remember hearing a bottle crash against the wall.
那我又听到一个, 有一个酒瓶好像在敲在这个墙上面。
And it startled me and I woke up.
那就把我惊醒了。
It was about 4 in the morning now.
就是早上4点钟的时候。
And when I woke up, I looked.
我起来就看。
And I saw the bedroom door cracked open a little bit and the light was on.
我就看到那个老牧师的房间有打开的门。
And there was that dear old pastor.
我看到这个老牧师
kneeling.
在那边跪着,
with his Bible open.
把他的圣经打开了,
and he was praying.
他在那里祷告。
That day,
那一天,
my view of that pastor changed dramatically.
我对他的看法完全改变了。
Because I saw his heart.
因为我看到他的心,
and his heart was for the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的心是完全向着神的。
I realized that back in the day when I was eating at those pizza parties,
我明白在以前我在那里吃pizza的时候,
we were keeping him up till 12 o'clock midnight, sometimes 1 o'clock.
我们让他一直到12点1点也不能睡觉。
But I would bet my last dollar, 4 o'clock in the morning, he was on his knees.
但是我相信那个时候他就是四点就起来祷告了。He
was a man who loved the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是一个真正爱主的人。There
will always be people in religious circles
在我们宗教的圈子里面总是有这种人
who try to gain our respect and praise.
让我们来称赞他们，或者是尊敬他们。
But they do it from a public display of their personal relationship with God.
但是他们与神的关系就好像要来用来表演，表现在人的面前。
That man won my respect.
但是这个人赢得了我的尊敬。
By what he did in secret.
因为他在私隐私的做的中所做的事情。
In our passage today,
在我们今天的经文。
Jesus exposes the hypocrisy of the religious leaders of that day.
主耶稣指出那些假冒为善的人。
And when he does that, he also gives us three clear ways that, three clear things that we could do to help our prayers honor God.
他让我们有三件事我们该做的，让我们的祷告是可以荣耀神。
They are pray in private.
就是我们在个人私底下的祷告。
Pray, pray words that have meaning to us.
用我们诚心的话语向神说话。
And pray with a pure heart.
然后用一个清洁的良心来向神祷告。
Before we look at the text specifically,
我们在看这个经文以前。
Let me just say three things.
让我来告诉你三件事。
The first thing is, Jesus is not teaching that we should not pray publicly.
第一，就是不，主耶稣不是说你不要在众人面前祷告。
We have examples in Scripture that encourage us to pray corporately as a body of believers.
我们有经文有鼓励我们信徒在一起要一起祷告。
Secondly,
第二,
from this passage, we can know that Jesus does expect us to pray.
在这一段经文看到主耶稣他是期望我们要祷告。
Because he says right in the beginning, but when you pray.
因为他说当你祷告的时候。
So he expects us to pray.
他是知道我们会祷告的。
And third,
第三,
Jesus says that those who parade their acts of righteousness,
主耶稣说当他们用他们的祷告作为他们的一个善行善良的行为在人的面前的时候呢,
they will receive their reward in full here on earth.
他们只是得到世上的人的称赞。
That means two things.
就是有两方面。
The reward is from men and men only.
这个赏赐是从人来的，只是从人而来的。
And it is here on earth and only here on earth.
只是属于这个世界上的。
They will receive nothing from God.
他们不会得到神的喜悦。
And they will receive nothing in heaven.
也不会得到神的赏赐。
Let's look at our passage together.
那让我们看这段经文。
In verses 5 and 6,
在第五、第六节,
Jesus makes a point to say that there were people who liked to pray in the synagogues and in the open streets.
那有些人是爱站在会堂和十字路口上祷告。
He says the same thing about those who like to give to the poor.
也有人当他们救济穷人的时候也是这样做。
They like to do it in the open streets and in the synagogues where everyone can see.
他们在会堂或者是十字路上面让大家都看见。
The way that the Jewish people would pray was, well, three times a day.
犹太人他们祷告的时间是有一天有三次的。
They would pray at 9 o'clock in the morning.
就是早上九点。
12 o'clock at noon.
中午十二点。
And 9 o'clock in the, excuse me, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
然后下午三点。
Just like Daniel did.
就好像但以理在旧约的时候，他就是这样一天三次的祷告。
Have you been to Sunday school this morning?
你今天有没有去上主日学？
Daniel is the subject, isn't it?
这一季我们在学习这个但以理书。
Okay, I'm not going to scold anyone.
我不是要指责你们。
The position that people would pray in was with hands up, with the palms up.
他们, 祷告的姿势就是让, 右手都举起来,
and, their heads, and their heads bowed.
头要低下来.
So a religious man would take, or a devout Jew would take the times of the day for prayer very seriously.
一个虔诚的犹太人, 他们就很老实的就在这个时候就祷告。
But it allowed an opportunity for some to display their acts of righteousness.
但是有很多人就是用这个来表现他自己。
So you get the sense from the scriptures
所以你看到圣经所讲的,
that some people would just love to time it just right so it
有些人刚刚好就要在那个时间,
at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock,
就是9点, 12点, 3点,
they would be out in the open street
他们就在这个, 十字路口,
where people could see them.
让别人能够看见。
Jesus
那主耶稣,
was making one simple point here.
他就是有一个事情, 他要指出来,
that something so precious and personal
这么宝贵, 这么个人的一件事,
As prayer should be done in private.
就是祷告, 我们应该在我们个人独, 单独的时候,
it shouldn't be done on the corner of a busy street.
不应该在这个大路上面,
where we're really just praying to man.
我们只是表现给人家说我们在祷告。
We just want man to see us pray.
就是让人看到我们祷告。
It should be done in a private place.
我们应该在个人的时候,
with our prayers directed toward God.
让我们的祷告直接向神来祷告。
So Jesus' point is simple.
所以主耶稣他要说的是非常简单。
Pray in a private place.
在我们个人隐私的时候来祷告。
So that nothing is misunderstood.
所以就不会有什么误会。
Pray in a private place
在我们个人的祷告的时候,
so that we don't bring attention to ourselves.
我们不让人注意我们自己。
Pray in a private place
我们个人祷告的时候,
so we can solely concentrate on God.
我们专注地与神交通。
Now, let me just say again,
那让我再说一遍,
Jesus is not saying that we should not pray publicly.
主耶稣没有说我们不要公众一起祷告。
He's simply saying, watch your motives.
他只是说你要看你自己祷告的动机是什么。
Let's look at the second point.
第二点,
pray from a sincere heart.
用我们一个真诚的心意来祷告。
Jesus points to another habit that shouldn't be part of our prayer life.
当我们祷告的时候, 主耶稣说, 不要有这个习惯。
He says, don't be like the pagans.
不要像外邦人。
That is the non-Jewish people.
就是不是犹太人的。
Because they keep babbling.
他们老在那里, 呢喃这样子, 重复重复这样。
They say the same things over and over and over again to try to manipulate their God.
他以为重复重复就能够, 推动他的神去做事情。
In 1 Kings chapter 18,
在列王记上18章,
Elijah records, or this is recorded about Elijah and the Baal, the prophets that worshiped Baal.
以利亚与巴利的先知斗法。
It says this in verse 26.
在26节他这样说,
they took the bull,
他们把这个牛拿下,
given to them and prepared it.
然后就把它准备好。
They called on the name of Baal,
他就呼求巴利,
from morning till noon.
从早到中午。
And they said, O Baal, hear us.
他说, 巴利亚, 求你医治我们。
And they shouted.
他们就大声叫。
But there was no response.
却没有声音。
Nobody answered.
没有应允的。
And they danced around the altar that they had made.
他们在所筑的坛的旁边在那边跳舞。
I think there in it is recorded for us an example of babbling.
这个记载, 就是让我们看到在他们在那边重复重复的这样叫。
They were saying, Oh God, hear us! Oh God, hear us! Oh God, hear us!
神啊,听我, 神啊,听我, 神啊,听我,
and they thought by saying those words over and over and over again,
他们以为这样的,
they could change the mind of their God to listen to them.
就可以改变他们的神来应允他们。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说,
that's not how you get his attention.
这个不是你要神听你的方法。
Now, there's nothing wrong in being persistent in our prayers.
我们要恒切的祷告是没有错。
Didn't Jesus talk about that in Luke chapter 18?
在路加福音18章, 主耶稣不是这样说吗?
He gives the story, he gives two stories. I mean, one about a man who needed bread late at night.
他讲到一个人,他很晚了,他需要面包。
And he persistently knocks on the door.
他就不停地敲这个人的门。
Until the neighbor finally says, okay, I'll go and get you the bread.
一直到这个邻居说,好了好了,我给你面包。
And how about that woman before the judge?
还有在这个审判官面前的一个女人。
She pleaded with him.
她恳求。
Until he gave her and granted her her request. Jesus expects us to be persistent. But he doesn't want us to babble. His point is simple.
他的点,
we should not fool ourselves into thinking that we can manipulate God. If we give him a lot of mindless babble. That simply won't work. You know, I began to think about my prayers around the supper table. Do you ever notice that you say the same words over and over again?
你有没有注意好像你老是这样同样的一个祷文呢?
I notice that.
我觉得我自己是。
You know what? I bet you God has a number for that prayer.
我觉得大概神已经数过你讲了几遍。
And he probably says, oh, that's Gene's number one prayer.
那就是, 你第一个, 祷文就是这样。
And I wonder if he just doesn't say, why don't you just say number one before you eat?
那你就告诉神, number one就好了, 第一个祷告。
we've made some changes
大概有时候也会变化一下,
around our supper table.
就是在我们的, 晚餐的, 的时候,
we have a little box.
我们有一个小盒子,
we have different people's pictures in it.
就有不同的人的照片在里面,
and we pull a picture out.
那我们要拿一个, 照片出来,
and we pray for one of those. Some of your pictures are in that box. That helps us not to babble.
就不要, 只是乱讲。
The last point is this.
我们最后一点。
Oh, before I get to that last point,
我这个以前我要说这个。
Let me just say something about the Lord's Prayer.
让我们来, 思想这个主导文。
The Lord's Prayer was meant to be a model.
这个主导文是主耶稣教我们怎么祷告的。
I don't think Jesus meant for it to always be recited.
他不是要我们只是这样, 没有经过思想就去背诵。
Like a good luck charm.
就好像我们觉得这个好像一个福, 我们挂着是让我们有好运气的。
There's a method there that is very simple.
这个是一个祷告的方法。
And it moves beautifully from adoring God
就很美丽的先来敬拜神,
to making requests.
然后我们慢慢地祈求。
It was a pattern.
是好像一个, 给我们一个榜样。
Now there's nothing wrong in repeating the prayer.
这个我们常常背诵是没错的。
But we should be careful that it has meaning.
但是我们要小心，这个背诵的时候，对我们是觉得有意思。
The third point.
第三点
is pray from a pure heart.
用一个清洁的心来祷告。
Jesus talks about forgiveness in verses 14 and 15.
在14、15节，主耶稣讲到饶恕。
And he says to make sure that we have forgiveness in our hearts.
他说，我们祷告的时候需要有饶恕人的心在我们的心里面。
He says, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
就是你饶恕得罪你的人的时候，你们在天上的父也饶恕你们。
He's not saying that our forgiveness is based on how we forgive.
而不是说我们应该怎么样来饶恕。
Our forgiveness and salvation is based on the blood of Christ.
我们饶恕别人是因为我们有主耶稣的宝血来饶恕我们。
I think his point is this.
他的要点就是这样。
That there shouldn't be any sin in our hearts.
就是我们的心里面要没有罪恶。
So when we come in prayer before God,
当我们来到神的面前祷告的时候，
There shouldn't be any resentment towards a brother or sister.
我们心里面没有怀恨在我们的心里面。
The Bible says,
因为圣经说,
the fervent prayer of a righteous man,
义人所做的祷告, 就得蒙,神的喜悦。
That's the prayer that is honored and answered.
这样就得到神的喜悦, 还有得到他的应允我们的祷告。
In the subject of prayer,
在这个祷告这个事情上面,
Jesus asks us to do three things.
主耶稣教导我们三样事情。
Pray in private.
就是在我们个人隐私的时候祷告。
Especially if you're going to be praying in public.
尤其是假如你会在当众带领大家祷告的话。
Pray from a sincere heart.
用一个虔诚的心来祷告。
And pray from a pure heart.
然后用一个清洁的心来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.